Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
On 93 WIBC.
So let's rock!
Hello, my name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there with a very special guest on the DriveHubler.com hotline.
John Elliott, former deputy assistant to the president and senior director for strategic communications at the National Security Council, joining us here on the Hammer and Nigel show. John, thank you so much for the time. We got a lot of different layers to this Chinese spy balloon story. A lot of questions, but let's start with the one I think that's the most important. How did this happen? How does a balloon that we know is a Chinese spy balloon allowed to just go across the country? How did this happen?
Well, thank you both for having me on once again. And the answer to your question real quick is that it happened because it was allowed to happen by this administration and directly by this president. What President Biden has said is that he wanted to shoot it down right away, but his generals told him that there was too big of a risk to do that. Well, I'm sorry, but the generals aren't in charge. Under our Constitution, the commander-in-chief is the president. And when I was at the White House, President Trump, he made the decisions. And this was not the case with Biden, where he essentially decided not to make that decision. He had so many times to shoot this thing down, so many opportunities. He could have done it over the ocean when it came by the Aleutians and went down toward our mainland. He could have done it together with NORAD, which is an alliance with Canada, while it was over empty Canada. And then both senators from Montana, Republican and Democrat, have both said that they could have taken it down over Montana with no problem because there's nobody out there. And if there's anybody who says that, then look, it's the two senators from the state. So there were so many opportunities to do this. And frankly, gentlemen, what I was saying is that, look, this is such an embarrassment to this president that China may actually have done us a favor by showing the American people just how weak he's been up until now and for the last 2 years on China. And it really puts pressure on right before the State of the Union.
Yeah, but John, we're speaking with John Elliott, former deputy assistant to President Trump, senior director for strategic communications and National Security Council. Listen what they're doing. Listen to this article from the Associated Press. This was from an hour ago. U.S. officials said Monday that improvements ordered by President Joe Biden to strengthen defenses against Chinese espionage helped identify last week's spy balloon and determine that similar flights were conducted at multiple points by a Trump administration. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Monday that after Biden took office, the U.S., quote, enhanced our surveillance of our territorial space. We enhanced our capacity to detect things that Trump was unable to detect. You see the narrative going here? Can you believe this? They're trying to make Biden look like the hero here.
Well, this is exactly what they did in Afghanistan when they had such a debacle of an exit from Afghanistan. I'm a Marine veteran myself, and we had 13 mostly Marines that were killed in that debacle. And suddenly they spun it as a victory for Biden in pulling us out of there when it was an absolute disgrace on the world stage. So this is the MO of this White House, is whenever they have something that goes wrong, and let me tell you, it's something goes wrong all the time with this administration, not just on national security. But when they do have something that goes wrong, they do one of two things. That they either say it was caused by President Trump, or they say that it happened under Trump in some way and that we made it better. And that's exactly the way they did it here, by now shooting this ridiculous theory that somehow it transited our airspace under Trump. But if you look very carefully about what they're saying, they say the quote is that there is forensic historical evidence. Yeah. That it transited. Look, if there were evidence and if they knew what they were talking about, they would give a time, a place, and a date.
Right.
And they would say, this is exactly when it happened, and you're getting none of that from the White House.
John, based off your experience, what's the rest of the world saying right now about the United States after this?
Well, it's once again, it's another Afghanistan. And what they're saying is, just like the Chinese showed that this was probably a test balloon, if you will, a trial balloon, literally, by the Chinese, in the sense that not only did they want to gather intelligence, but they wanted to see how we would react to this. And so by reacting in such a weak way, then that gave them now, gave the Chinese much more ability or much more reason to go into Taiwan, let's say, either this year or next year, because we've demonstrated weakness. So to answer your question, the rest of the world is seeing exactly what China has seen, and what our American people are seeing is just how weak this president is on national security. And unfortunately for our allies like Taiwan, this is really spelling much more danger from China, because China is emboldened by this exercise.
Should the United States really be on guard the next 2 years? Because we're about 2 years away from another presidential election. There's a chance Joe Biden won't be the president anymore. We don't know that, but that's the chance. Are other countries kind of planning the next 2 years to do whatever they want to the United States because they've seen the lack of response that comes their way?
Well, absolutely, because if you just look at Ukraine would never... Putin would never have invaded Ukraine if Donald Trump were president. And I'm not just saying this as somebody from the administration. If anybody objectively looks at this, Putin has invaded a neighboring country in every president that's elected this century, except for Donald Trump. Under Bush, in Bush's final year, he went and he invaded North Georgia. He invaded the Crimea under Obama, and now he did nothing under Trump, and then now under Biden, he saw what happened in Afghanistan, and then he decided, hey, look, the green light for me going back in to try to take over the Ukraine, or certainly some parts of the Ukraine. So to answer your question one more time, is that there is a lot of danger here, because the world, look at Iran. Iran now sees a Biden administration coming to the table and trying to renegotiate this nuclear deal that was a disaster. That gave them essentially a green light to produce nuclear weapons within 5 years. And they're still now, they look and they'll say, hey, we're signing up for this because there's no issue here.
John Elliott, former deputy assistant to President Trump, senior director for senior strategic communications at the National Security Council here on the Hammer and Nigel show. What kind of information, what kind of details do you think the Chinese spy balloon was able to gain and send back to China?
Well, a couple of things here is that one is that there's a lot better ability with a balloon like this to get what's called signals intelligence or communications intelligence. Because if you're up in the if you're up from a satellite, it's very tough to detect exactly kind of, you know, cell phone issues, et cetera, cell phone communications and other communications that aren't able to be detected from space. So the idea is that if you put a balloon over very sensitive sites like our nuclear weapons facilities, you can gather a lot more electronic intelligence than you can with other means. In other words, probably the best way you could do it is to pull up a pickup truck with a lot of sensitive listening devices and have it done right from the ground. But a balloon even provides better than that coverage, because it's overhead, but it's not high enough or it's not too high to gather that type of intelligence. So that's probably what they were looking at here. And once again, to do that over our most sensitive sites is really dangerous, and to allow that to happen is really malpractice on the part of this administration.
I totally agree. They should have been shot down immediately. But is there any chance that, you know, our military intelligence was spying on the spy balloon, you know, aircraft carriers or reconnaissance airplanes, recording and seeing and what's coming and going out of that spy balloon? Were we able to ascertain any information?
Well, without getting into classified means of tracking, you better believe that we knew that this thing was coming. What intel we got off the balloon is probably more an issue of what they can get from the debris field when it was taken down here off the coast of South Carolina. But bottom line is that we had a lot. we did not let this thing come over our country in order to gather intelligence on what their capabilities are with the balloon. There's no question about that. Right. So the question, the issue is really what we can do in terms of a debris field and kind of put this thing back to get, put the pieces back together literally on this.
John, last thing before we let you go here. Again, there's so many stories coming out right now. It's hard to gauge what's true, what's not. But there's one story out that says that the military kind of knew about this during the Trump administration, but they didn't tell President Trump because they thought he might do something irrational. If that is the case, and again, we don't know if it's true or not, but if that is indeed the case, what's going on here? Should Mattis, who I believe was the secretary at the time, should he have to answer some questions?
Well, number one, I don't buy it. As somebody who is at the White House working for President Trump on the National Security Council, I was the NSC spokesman, and I don't buy that for a second, because President Trump gave the clear directive that he wanted to be led, kept in the loop on anything important national security-wise. And you better believe if there was a spy balloon coming over any part of our country that he would have been told that. But to your point, if this thing, if the military deliberately did withhold information from this president, and that's absolutely unconstitutional for them to do it, because the military works for one man, and that's the chief executive of the United States and the commander in chief of the military. And if they ever withheld information or any president in terms because they thought that the president could not act in a rational way on something, that is just what's called treason. That is absolutely going against our Constitution and our founding documents and the way that we have structured our country, and it's unacceptable if it happened.
John Elliott, former Deputy Assistant to President Trump and Senior Director for Strategic Communications at the National Security Council. John, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your service to our country. Fascinating conversation. We'd like to have it again sometime soon.
Great, Hammer and Nigel. You guys run the best show in Indiana. Thanks again.
Thank you.